Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
There are quite a few family-owned or run companies in the hospitality sector who are worried about rising costs, including minimum wages, energy and miscellaneous employment costs. Over the weekend, Fine Gael said it would cut VAT in that sector to 11%. And yesterday, Fianna Fáil promised that it would cut PRSI if it got back into power. But are there some in the sector who are crying wolf in a strong economy? To discuss what family-run companies want from a new government, I'm joined by John McGrane, the Executive Director of the Family Business Network. Good morning, John.
Morning, Joe.
Can we start with what it's really like out there for family-run businesses? The macro data suggests that things are going well, but some Irish people prefer to use the bail bucht, the poor mouth, rather than the British loads of money, if you know what I mean.
Well, family businesses never use the bail bucht, Joe, as you know. I mean, family businesses are immensely proud of what they do in their craft, in their factory and in their community. Family businesses, as we like to say, hire local, buy local, support local, and of course they vote local, which is why they're becoming particularly interested in the manifesto season, if we put it that way.
Now, that the point that I'm making is... Are things as bad as some people in the hospitality sector might suggest?
Hospitality has had a very tough time. The discretionary spend out there at the consumer level is challenged because of the squeeze at that end of our communities. And the cost base of running a hospitality business has risen, you know, exponentially over the last while. But family businesses stick to their last. They keep going. They are inherently optimistic because they think in generations, not in financial quarters. Let's just remember, notwithstanding challenges, family businesses in Ireland still employ more than twice the aggregate of the people working in the foreign-owned company sector and in the civil and public service. And in the public service, take the two of them combined, families employ more than twice both of them together.
Which is a point that's often missed.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Now, you have published your manifesto for what you guys want. You guys aren't standing for election, but you've launched your manifesto for what parties should be doing to appease a family business network. What's your key ask?
Well, first, like the medic, do no harm. So the country is in rude good health, not to be inappropriate to a lot of challenges and affecting people out there. But we've come a long way. I mean, let's just take stuff that works. Charlie McCreevy, when he was Minister for Finance some decades ago, actually reduced capital gains tax and the tax take went up because people transacted more. We need to do what it takes to encourage more activity in the economy. More transactions, more growth by businesses, growth through acquisition and expansion overseas. And family businesses are dedicated to that and they're doing that very well. They are very concerned about the inherent and insidious persistent cost growth. The family business sector has borne, if you like, the lion's share of the impact of increased taxes on employment. Longer leave and many other allowances. These are good social goods, but they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be landed essentially on the shoulders of the economies of local towns powered up by local businesses. And we need to hold on to the pause in that for now.
Yeah, that was my question. Do you want to see it reversed or just put a ceiling over what's happened already?
No, I think we've seen good work with government over the past year on a lot of these issues. A little late, but never too late to basically pause the continued escalation of those costs. We need now to give business a breather to gather its composure, go into the next phase and keep building up local employment along the way. And we need to clear the other, if you like, non-financial barriers like planning, like work permits, like a lot of the arms of the state are outdated. Most of the government departments in Ireland are still the same title of departments as we were 100 years ago. We need to update. We need a minister and a department and officials for infrastructure so that business can get stuff done.
Now, are there any particular taxes that family-owned businesses would like to see cut the most? You've mentioned capital gains tax. Anything else that you'd like to, the new government to have a real look at?
Yeah, I think we need to look at the cause and effect of some of the taxes. If you load up costs on incremental employment with higher on costs, PRSI, employers and employees, PRSI, these are essential things, but they can't all fall inherently on what would be the mid-cost and lower-cost employments in some of the provincial towns around the country. And that's what's killing things like hospitality, VAT rate at a rate that's among the highest in Europe, and we need to really look at where that should should fall, and fall quickly.
The top rate is 23%. Do you think that should be cut as well, at the risk of stoking inflation? And also, I mentioned the Fine Gael proposal of 11%. And of course, you can only have three VAT rates, you know, zero, middle and top.
I wouldn't overemphasize the focus on the rate itself. I would look at what are we doing with the money that's collected from it. At the minute, we are spending money on a children's hospital that still hasn't been built and is the most expensive in the world. We are doing many other things. Look at the length of time it takes to get infrastructure moving in this country. We won't need to have tax rates on jobs and on economic activity at the level that we have if we improve the way we spend the money in the first place.
No, of course, the Planning and Development Act has now gone through the Dáil and the Shannon and is now law. Do you expect it to speed up planning?
Yes. In short answer, yes. I think Mr. Peter Burke did great work in this space along with his officials over a previous time. We need to get on with it now. It's a massive, it's an 800-page piece of legislation, and congratulations to all involved. We've no room to be slow on this. We have to get on with it because the need for increased capacity in housing, increased capacity in our public buildings like a children's hospital, et cetera, we can't be waiting years and years and massive cost overruns to get those jobs done. That's the key to getting the taxes that we need to be working for us as opposed to being wasted.
Final question. Do you worry that the Irish economy will be adversely impacted by a radical Trump 2.0?
It's too early to say that, Joe. Ireland has many native advantages above and beyond a tax rate, and foreign direct investment has been very good for this country. But even those in the sector will tell you that they're just not as sure about its future rate of growth. And that's why, regardless of any external political developments, we need to optimise the way we think about our native entrepreneurs, our native family-run businesses in the highways and the byways of this country, because that's the key to paying for goods and services and public services in the future.
John, thanks for coming in. That's John McGrain at the head of the Family Business Network.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.